There are a lot of ways to tell this story.
We stopped at the Ritz to pick up Madonna.
It was Donatella Versace's first runway show.
The blood red tuxedo that Tom Ford designed for Gucci. Gwyneth Paltrow wore it.
It was Mary J. Blige. It was Clueless. It was Calvin Klein.
Prada and Prada and Prada.
And I'd be like, no, it's Christian Dior.
The models would walk through the store.
They only wear polo.
1990 was 30 years ago, but it certainly doesn't feel that way.
I am Miuccia Prada.
I'm Mark Jacobs.
I'm Donna Karen.
I'm Isaac Mizrahi.
I'm Hamish Bowles, Vogue's global editor-at-large. In Vogue, the 1990s, is a podcast about the decade that changed us.
This explosion of fashion and celebrity.
It was very real. It was not a manufactured moment.
It was like a divine, like sort of perfect storm. Everything coming together.
And the fashion we just can't let go.
Slip dresses with combat boots.
They're all cut on the bias. One piece of fabric.
There was a lot of bold colors. A lot of designer purses.
And now I was wearing a pantsuit. Pearls and jewels.
For something that we have to do every day, dressing ourselves is more than just the clothes we put on our backs.
The complexity of a woman, the complexity of life, and playing with the different roles.
Or what we choose to buy.
That's how it all started. Seven easy pieces.
It's our expression.
Your style and your sense of fashion gave you pride.
It's art and it's real life.
The East Village kind of punk queer scene.
It's fantasy.
Being on the Concorde and partying with Donatella Versace and being able to wear anything you want.
And reality.
You can't sleep if you're in the fashion business.
In the 90s, the world took ownership of fashion.
For a long time, the idea of fashion dictatorship and rules about what was right and what was wrong, fashion rules in general, grunge didn't have time for that.
And what we aspire to.
In the 90s, everybody was looking at things going like, wow, look what we can do.
We still feel the effects of the 90s in how we live, how we communicate.
The influence of the 90s has never ended. It's still seen as this decade of immense creativity.
From Vogue's editorial team and presented by Anna Winter, listen to In Vogue, the 1990s, every Thursday, starting September 17th. Listen and subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Lale Arakoglu, host of Women Who Travel. Each story from our guests and listeners is totally unique and utterly personal. We love hearing about your first impressions when visiting someplace new.
My first trip to the Patagonia region was on the Argentine side. I couldn't believe the expansive territory. It's like being in Tibet. The emptiness and the harshness, really, I found transformative.
Or a story told when safely back on dry land.
You know, things happened every single day. I ran out of gas on a jet ski in the middle of the ocean. And I was like, what if a sea creature comes to eat me? But then I'm delusional. I was like, I'll make friends with it and it won't eat me. And maybe I'll ride that back to shore.
That's how it works.
Yeah.
Join me, Lale Arakoglu, every week for more adventures on Women Who Travel, wherever you listen to your podcasts.